Always the same thick, evil cloud flowed from east to west, and with the rain beneath it. None could see for more than a bowshot from their dwellings for the drifting veil of the rainstorms. Every morning the folk looked upward for a break, but their eyes rested always upon the same endless cloud, until at last they ceased to look up, and their hearts despaired of ever seeing a change. It was raining at Lammastide, and raining at the Feast of the Assumption, and still raining at Michaelmas. The crops and the hay, sodden and black, had rotted in the fields, for they were not worth the garnering. The sheep had died, and the calves also, so there was little to kill when Martinmas came, and it was time to salt the meat for the winter. They feared a famine, but it was worse than famine which was in store for them. For the rain had ceased at last, and a sickly autumn sun shone upon a land which was soaked and sodden with water. Wet and rotten leaves reeked and festered under the foul haze which rose from the woods. The fields were spotted with monstrous fungi of a size and colour never matched before, scarlet and mauve and liver and black. It was as though the sick earth had burst forth into foul pustules. Mildew and lichen mottled the walls, and with that filthy crop, death sprang also from the water-soaked earth. Men died, and women and children. The baron of the castle, the franklin of the farm, the monk in the abbey, and the villein in his wattle and daub cottage. All breathed the same polluted reek, and all died the same death of corruption. Of those who were stricken, none recovered, and the illness was ever the same. Gross boils, raving, and the black blotches which gave its name to the disease. All through the winter the dead rotted by the wayside for want of someone to bury them. In many a village no single man was left alive. Then, at last, the spring came, with sunshine and health, and lightness and laughter, the greenest, sweetest, tenderest spring that England had ever known. But only half of England could know it. The other half had passed away with the great purple cloud. Yet it was there, in that stream of death, in that reek of corruption, that the brighter and freer England was born. There, in that dark hour, the first stream